Welcome to the third episode of the F11 podcast. On this episode, I have one of my favorite photographers, Dana, on the show. Dana is a photographer based out of New Jersey, and he also explores a few other mediums of art. He really enjoys creating music. I believe that actually is his main passion in the art world, and he also does writing on the side, so that'll definitely be a part of this episode. Quick disclaimer here, for some reason, the first part of the episode didn't record, so I'm gonna catch you up to date. I opened and we started talking about night photography, so where it's gonna open up, it's gonna be mid-conversation talking about night photography. Hope you enjoy this episode, and you can also find us on Instagram at F11_podcast and on YouTube. With that out of the way, let's get to the show with Dana.
When you're out shooting at night, do you have a different mindset? Do you think, like, I'm going to go try to capture something that looks like this or that makes me feel this way? And do you use music at all? For myself, if I'm feeling a certain way and I want to capture a certain mood, I'll sometimes put on music that kind of helps me feel that way and kind of helps me creatively. Do you do anything like that?
Honestly, no, but I do hear more and more people like walking around, especially like night photographers, like with their headphones in and just like vibing out to something, and that might help them with their creative process. And I kind of like that idea too, but I can't say it's something that I've done. It's pretty uninformed by anything out, like external, going into it. I just like the editing. I kind of like to just find an area that has interesting looking stuff and just kind of follow it. Like, I let the scenery kind of do the talking, per se. I let that just be a very spontaneous thing. I don't try to overthink it too much, and sometimes that gets me into trouble because I'll get home, I think I had a super cool shot, and one of the shots will be out of focus because I didn't take my time. But that's just kind of how I am. I walk around a lot, I shoot quick, and I just get home and see what worked and what I fucked up.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Okay, while we're still on the topic of shooting at night, do you ever go with people at night?
Yeah, sometimes. The thing about night photography is, like, if you don't already do that, it feels like a thing that people are, like, other photographers, if they're not a night photographer per se, or like they don't typically do long exposures, sometimes they're like, oh, well, that's not like my thing, and I don't like know what to do in that environment. So I was the opposite of that, where I kind of started out only doing night photography, and I didn't really know how to edit any daytime stuff to my liking the way I did with my night stuff. So I had some friends that were photographers that mostly shoot during the day, and when they would ask me to shoot, I would join them, and that kind of like expanded my abilities a bit. It kind of put me in an uncomfortable place in a good way, and let me find a new style and a different way to shoot, which I appreciate. And I think that's what shooting with other photographers can provide. Yeah. I think it's fun to collaborate. Like, do you do that? Do you shoot with people?
So I haven't ever actually shot with people that are taking photos. I've had a few buddies that just like wanted to tag along, like, or if they wanted to hang out, I'd be like, oh, well, I'm going to go take a walk later. Do you want to come? And some of my buddies, they like to like come a lot, but I sometimes have this feeling like I'll miss some things when I'm with people.
Right. Yeah.
When I'm by myself, I'm, you know, you're not talking to someone or you don't have a side conversation. You're kind of like fully engulfed and you're like in that situation.
Totally.
So that was kind of what I've been thinking about the past few weeks, was the effect that it has to shoot at night with people and without people.
Right. Yeah. I've actually done that too. Like, had friends that don't shoot just come along and like kind of hang out for the walk and the shoot. And I totally get what you're saying. But like, instead of me negating the shooting because I'm like talking to someone, I feel like I'm just like kind of a shitty friend because I'm like barely listening to the conversation or like very half-assing and trying to like act like I'm paying attention. But the people who know me know that I'm not doing that intentionally, and I'm just like very, very focused on like what's in front of me. So, I mean, the couple people I do that with understand that that's where I'm coming from, and it's fun. I like having company sometimes at night, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's fun just being like totally isolated, but other times it's like, yeah, I wouldn't mind having someone to joke around with while I'm doing this stuff. Plus it looks a little tiny bit less creepy than one guy walking around shooting houses, and when there's like one or two other people, it's like, oh, that person has friends, they're not that strange.
Exactly. Yeah. that's exactly what I'll be thinking about. Like the other night, I was with a buddy of mine that likes to come a lot, and I was shooting this house in Laguna Beach in California. And the lady like saw me, cause she went to go turn off the lights, and she saw me outside. And then normally when someone sees me, like they'll come out and ask, or like, I can tell that they're a little bit freaked out or whatever, but she just like waved at us and then just closed her curtains. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, yeah. Like that was it was like a cool encounter, you know?
Yeah.
So moving on, you have a series on your Instagram called the Don't Blink series.
Yes.
How did that come to be? Like, I really like the idea. How did that all come alive?
I think the impetus of it, I have to give credit to Victoria Seimer or Seimer. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. She's a photographer out of Brooklyn. I don't know if you follow her on Instagram under the Wichoria name. But she does really incredible work. And I saw some of her images that incorporated like these fake portals. And right away I thought that was just like super badass. And I just kind of started experimenting on my own. I don't really know what I'm doing in Photoshop. It's all kind of just like me fucking around until I figure something out. And then I kind of follow it and incorporate it into my workflow. But she would do like a lot of doorways and stuff, and that's kind of where I started until I got a bit comfortable with that. And then I just took that same kind of idea and just applied it to these like circle portals, these floating portals. And I did like the first one or two, and I was just like really stoked on it. So I kind of kept doing it, and the response from other photographers has been like very positive. So immediately I was like, okay, this is cool. People are digging this. I'm going to keep like pushing this and seeing what else I can do with it. And I definitely have some coming up actually within probably the next month or so, I want to say. So yeah, I dig that series, and I appreciate you also digging that series.
Yeah. Yeah. They came out super sick. You shot just the same location during the day and then during the night, right? Is that how?
No, I didn't even. I just shoot it once, and then I do day for night editing and I just basically edit the same photo in just two different extremes and try to get them to match up in some sort of harmonious way. Like sometimes the first edit looks like total shit. Like I'll be trying to mix color temperatures that just don't work. So, I mean, these definitely are like the most tedious on the back end as far as post editing, but when I finally like figure out what that image is supposed to be, it's definitely the most rewarding.
Mm. Yeah. Those are like, I saw those. I think that's one of the first things that originally stood out to me on your Instagram actually was I think that's what like brought me to it. I can't remember where I saw one of those photos, but I saw one of those and then I clicked it, and that's how I found you. So
that's awesome. What I wanted. Mm-hmm. And now we're here today. Look at this. Portals. Yeah.
For real. Do your processes when you're shooting during the day and the night differ? For myself, when I'm shooting during the day, it's a lot faster, I guess. And I look at the photos a lot less on the LCD on the back of the screen. Those are just some things that I notice. And
yeah.
So when I'm out shooting, I don't look around as, like, I don't pan the whole scene as much during the day than at night. And I feel like sometimes during the day, I'll miss things, which is kind of ironic because you can see more. But right. I won't be scanning as much as I am at night. I don't know if it's because there's that slight kind of paranoia at night or what it is, but
I could definitely feed into it. Yeah. I mean, like I feel like I sort of do the same thing. It's weird because in the day you do see everything, but in a way being able to see everything makes nothing special. So like nothing, it's harder for something to catch my eye during the day. Whereas at night I'm basically just panning my surroundings looking for like, okay, what light source is like popping out to me and feels cool to shoot. And like day, you kind of have to sniff it out a little more. I really liked, like, halfway through shooting daytime stuff, I got acquainted with my flash, and then I just started finding stuff in the foreground to get in the shot. And I've just been like a huge fan of people who do that on Instagram. And I was like, okay, I gotta see what I can do during the day. So that definitely alters how I look for things when I'm shooting daytime. I'm definitely looking for like more foreground elements. And I've even like started kind of incorporating those techniques into my nighttime work too, because I've been so like satisfied with how that comes out in post. So yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's super sick. I'm glad someone feels the same as I do. I'm going to go off topic a little bit here. So sure. I want to talk about music. What kind of music do you make?
It's hard to say. And I also feel like a ding dong for being like, oh, well, you can't like box me in, bro. Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah,
I don't know. I mean, it's all like very guitar based. That's my primary instrument. So that's what I write on. And that's what I start on. And almost everything I write involves guitar in some way, but I'm also just like a very like omnivorous, like, consumer of music. So I love stuff of all different genres. And I'm also the kind of music creator who anything that I like and that gets me excited, like I try to mess with it and experiment in my own way and just incorporate that into what I'm doing. So I guess the broader term would be indie rock, but I also have like heavy elements of like hip hop and electronic, and there's dance music, there's punk influences. I mean, it's kind of all over the place, but I think since I'm the one doing it all and I also mix my own stuff, I feel like it's still kind of like cohesive. As much as I can like jump from one genre to the next, it still sounds like the work of like one person.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. That's super sick. So music came before photography, correct?
Yes, that was probably, yeah, that was definitely my first love, I would say. Like, even as far back as I can remember, like getting my first camera, even before that, I think I was always like kind of messing around on whatever instruments my parents had in the house, messing around on the piano, singing along to pop songs on the radio, and asking my mom to turn the radio to this channel because it's got this one song I really want to hear, like Tracy Chapman or something. It's been probably my main focus for the longest period of time during my life, but only recently has it become like, it's like the thing I work on now. Like, photography is kind of the thing I fit in between music projects now. I'd say for a majority of my days that's not committed to my day job is music. I mean, I have like so many albums in the works, so many. I'm also like my own marketer for my band because I don't have a band. I am the band. So I have to take my own promo photos. I got to write my own bios. I got to mix the records. I sing on all the records. So it's like an all-consuming thing, but at the same time I love it. That's like, I chose for it to be an all-consuming thing. It's mm-hmm. not like this thing that was imposed upon me, you know.
Yeah, I think that's actually super cool that you just do everything yourself for the whole thing. I don't think I would be able to make music. My buddy, I say that because my buddy makes beats and I'll sit there and watch him and I see everything that goes into it, and he'll try to talk to me about like music theory and I'm completely lost.
See, I'm the last person anyone would ever talk to for music theory. I'm all just like by ear, by feeling. If someone was like, oh, you're a professional mixer, I'd be like, no, I not at all. It's just like over like a decade or so of like making my own stuff, going by ear and just seeing what sounds right, what sounds good to me, and just kind of like advancing incrementally over the years. But yeah, it is a very, very tedious and like involved process, but I'm just fortunate enough that I like it all, because otherwise, like, I've learned that depending on others to get part of this things like you want done is just, it leads to a lot of frustration and a lot of things not getting done. So that's kind of why I do everything, because I know it's going to get done if I'm doing it.
Do you post anything anywhere? Do you have a SoundCloud or anything like that where people could find you at?
I do have a SoundCloud. I think, I have my computer right here. I should have the link. Yeah, it's just soundcloud.com/Dana Yerkeson, my full name. And I feel like a lot of the stuff on there right now is private because I've been pretty inactive. But due to this whole pandemic thing, I mean, I started getting tracks mastered. I'm finishing mixing on stuff. Like, it's definitely about to ramp up in a big way. So yeah, I do have an Instagram account and this SoundCloud. I have a Bandcamp where I have all my old records, but the new stuff is where it's at.
Cool. And that SoundCloud will be down in the show notes too for everybody watching.
Awesome.
And another thing that I saw was that you do writing.
Yes. That's mostly screenplay. I mean, I lyrics as well, because obviously, like I said, having so much music production, I'm writing my own lyrics. And yeah, since college, I went to Rowan for film school, and that's kind of when I got my whole like movie awakening. All my friends' movie collections, we went through like everything in a matter of like 2 or 3 years. And I just wanted to like make my own stuff, because I've always been like a visual person. I always liked making skate videos. That's how I got started with like film in general. After watching all those films, like, and having the visual aspect of it, I've done for so long, I never actually thought about story until I started watching all the films from my friend's collection. And that's when I got like really obsessed with making my own shorts and writing more and reading screenplays to learn how to write my own. So I'm just like sitting on a stack of unmade screenplays that I also, like I said, I'm always working on music. Like, I feel like I've neglected these for so long, and I think about them from time to time, and I'm like, I gotta get back to my children. I gotta feed them. I gotta nourish them, bring them back to life.
For real. I do the same things. Like, I'll do that, but with photos, like, I'll get frustrated. I'll be like, oh, I don't know how I want to edit this. And then I have a folder on my desktop that says need to finish edit. And I probably haven't opened it in like 3 weeks. I just put stuff in there. Sometimes I think I'm like, I should really go in there. I have like 5 hours worth of editing to do. Like, those are all the hardest photos to edit too.
Oh, like, definitely. Like, are you the same where like you start and then you're like, fuck, none of this is like, this isn't coming out the way I'm like envisioning, and you just kind of put it aside? Or just from the very start, are you saying, not right now?
No, it's like when I'm doing it, I'll try. It'll be, for example, I'll import a set of photos into Lightroom, mm-hmm. and I'll be going through it, and I'll edit like three of them, and I'll get to the fourth or whatever. And I'll be trying to do the same things, like just trying to make it feel how I felt when I was there or whatever. And I just, for some reason, it just won't look how I want it to look. And I'll just, for some reason, I feel like I'm like, okay, if I just don't look at it for a while and reset once I'm back on there, I feel like I can kind of grasp it better. But once I reset, I guess it's just kind of stuck in that folder. It doesn't get opened ever.
Yeah, no, I have a couple like that where you, like you said, I'm just like, god damn it, this doesn't feel right. I put like 2 hours into this and it's like nothing I would share with anybody. But at the same time, like, you can't, you're never going to get a good photo out of like trying to sit there and just force it. Like, no, I'm going to sit here until I like it. Like, you're just going to make yourself upset. So like, I feel like you're doing the right thing, but like, maybe just set like a timer, be like, okay, in 2 weeks, if I haven't touched this, I have to trash it. And that's going to make me feel like junk.
Exactly. That's actually such a good tactic.
I wonder if there's an app where you could like self-destruct a folder, like just trash this, clean the trash, when like in 2 weeks,
just know? Automatically. Yeah. And I'll just like, yeah, that's something that I'm always thinking about. I'm like, dang, like if I can't figure those ones out, like it's going to take me way longer to get those done than anything else.
Plus then you shoot new stuff and you're like, well, now I got like cool new stuff I'm excited about. Why would I go edit those old things?
Yeah. Maybe I'll start like a series, need to finish. No, I'm just kidding.
Just post raw. I dare you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the next point that I have here was, talking inspiration. Is there anybody that past, present photographers or even, artists of any medium that inspire your photography at all, would you say?
Yeah. As far as photographers, I mean, there's like the heavy hitters. I feel like anyone who's into photography would probably agree, like Crudson and Todd Hedo, like they're just like the guys as far as like hitting that perfect mood of like suburban weirdness. And that kind of also has like a Lynchian feel, which as far as like film influences, like he's my guy. If I could point to any like one person who like there's a little bit of behind every photo, I would say David Lynch. And then by proximity, like these two guys who also work kind of in that kind of surrealist suburban style. A lot of like, since I got that camera and started really getting into Instagram, I mean, I've found an unbelievable amount of photographers, even like not like every day, like someone different from a different part of the world is following me and I check out their gallery. I'm like, holy shit. Like, how did I not know this person at all? And there's just like endless inspiration to be found on Instagram. The first guy I connected with, shout out to Darren Ellis, who is, he does mostly, nighttime stuff too. And he had that Crudson vibe. I was just like, I hit him up immediately. I was like, what are you doing? What are you shooting with? Please just tell me. I'm new. I don't know what I'm doing. And he was super cool. He hit me back and like told me the gear he was using, like how he was going about his nighttime shoots. So big props to him. He's a big influence too. Like, his stuff's really, really, really good.
That's super sick, actually. I love when stuff like that happens. Like, normally like on social media, I'm a little bit weird about it. Like, I'll forget to go on it for a while, or I just won't post or whatever.
Yeah.
But I like to see like when it connects people, it's a really cool thing. But another thing, you were talking about, Todd Hedo earlier, and
I probably mispronounced. I was like,
no, that's okay.
I've never said it. That's okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it wrong. Like, I don't know, but anyways, I have a funny story. So I was following him on Instagram, and one day he posted this one photo that I really liked, and I was just super hyped up on it, and I just figured, like, I just commented, like, fuck yeah, Todd, or, like, something like that, and he, like, responded to my comment, and I was like, yo, like, so stoked, like, just thinking about it, like, yo.
Gotta print out that response, hang it on the fridge. Mom and Dad, I made it. Todd's talking to me.
Yeah, I screenshotted it and like sent it to a couple of my photographer buddies. Like,
that rules.
So
I gotta get that Todd comment. It hasn't happened yet. I've gotten a like on a comment I've left on his photo, but you know, never word. So, you know, I'm working my way up to you, man.
Yeah, the bucket list. The Todd response.
Yeah, that's big.
All right. So, what do you see your next steps, being in art in a general standpoint? Doesn't only have to be photography, but in general, where do you see yourself moving in the next few years?
I'm hoping that my music kind of follows the trajectory of my photography. Like, for the longest time, I just was like, I was doing what we said in the beginning, like just using what I had. I was using my iPhone, just shooting stuff I thought was interesting. And I just had like 400 followers or whatever. And it was kind of the same thing for many, many years. And then I finally like had that moment where I was like, okay, I'm like, I like shooting a lot and I'm going to get something that's dedicated to that. And since I made that decision, it's been like a very quick like growth period, and I've learned a lot and I've like connected with a lot of people, and I'm hoping that the music is the next thing, because in the last year I've definitely like dumped as much money as I could, as much time, as much effort. I've got like two great bandmates that commit just as much as me, and like just like the photos have like made a big upgrade after I got the real camera. Like everything I've been making lately, it sounds like so much better. It's like a totally different world than my old work, and the hope is that all that time and work pays off and that I get some sort of like visibility for my music, because like I said, that's kind of the thing that like means the most to me. I pour pretty much everything into that, and I would love to connect with more people with my music the way that I have been able to, very fortunately, in the past year and a half with my photography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope that works out for you. I can tell how you're very passionate about it just by the way you talk about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so
I'm sure. I'm gonna be sending you early mixes when they're ready, man. You're gonna hear.
Yeah,
first.
Great. The last point that I have to talk about here was publications. Do you think sometime in the future you'll build up to putting out a zine or a book of some kind, or possibly like hosting a gallery? Is that something that you want to work towards at all? Or
yeah, that's kind of what I've been thinking about in the background recently, because that definitely was like the last thing on my mind when I first started. But now like a year and a half-ish in, I've definitely been thinking about like, okay, do I get myself a printer? Do I start printing at home? Do I try to sell prints? Do I want to make a book? Do I want to make a zine? Do I want to show somewhere? That's absolutely the next step. I mean, in an ideal world, I would link up with a publisher and have them make the book. But, you know, the world is not always ideal, as everyone knows. So I would not have the biggest problem taking things into my own hands if I felt really passionate about a project and about getting that project into some sort of physical form. So yeah, if it's not through some official avenue like a publication, I could very well see myself committing to like creating my own zine. First step's getting that printer, though. I definitely got to take that step. That's the next move.
Yeah, that's what I'm actually looking into right now. I Hell just yeah. ordered a scanner, and I was thinking about getting a printer just because there's one. I take a class at a local community college just like for photography, just to see how it was. And they had an Epson, I think it's an ET800. I can't remember what the exact name is, but I printed on that, and I was like, it kind of blew me away. You know, I hadn't printed anything of my own by myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And ever since then, I've just wanted to print things and just like hang them on my wall. Not even to like sell, I guess, but I think about like giving people gifts as a print. If I shoot with my girlfriend per se, and then being able to give her a print of that seems like a cool concept to me. That's what I've been pondering.
No, that's very, and I one day hope I can experience what it's like to get something of mine printed on an Epson, because I feel like that would just be like an awakening. You're like, oh my God, this is what it has the potential to look like. Because like, I don't know about you with like your film editing, what your process is like, but I'm just always staring at my stuff on a MacBook screen or a phone, and that's like definitely not the most optimal for something we do, where it like it should command and demand more attention, and being in physical form, something you can like stand in front of and touch. I feel like that's a huge thing and could even like influence the way you shoot. So I definitely also would really like to get into just like being able to produce my own work at home and have like that control over that as well.
Yeah, that's totally what I'm kind of wanting to work towards too, building like a mini home studio kind of deal.
Yes, totally.
But if there's anything else you want to say, I was going to wrap it pretty soon here.
Bad with last words.
No, you're all good. Like... You're all good.
No, I felt really good about just all the stuff we covered. That was fun as fuck.
Great. I totally agree. It was a great conversation. And where can people find you at?
People can find me. I have a website, DanaYerkeson.com. My Instagram is at DanaYerkeson. Got DanaYerkeson.bandcamp.com. And then from like my website, I think that also has like the side links to like my SoundCloud and other stuff. So you can find pretty much everything from those couple of things.
All right, cool. Thank you. And everything will be down in the show notes there as well. Just very if cool. Anyone's curious. And thanks so much for talking to me, man. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you very much for having me on. I really, really appreciate you reaching out.
Thanks so much, guys, again, for tuning in today. If you guys wanted to find more, you can find us on Instagram at F11_podcast. And if you want to watch in video form, we are on YouTube. That's all I got for you today. Make sure you tune in for the next episode.